Welcome, everybody, to the first annual VOG Virtual Media Briefing Extravaganza, already with a hitch. How you doing, Rob Roberts, also known as Sky? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm nervous, excited, happy, relieved, kind of all of that right now. It's a big night.
It's a big night, and I already messed up, and I'm going to go fix it right now, live on the air.
All right, awesome.
I'm typing. So, Rob, maybe you want to talk about a little bit of where you possibly just in general see what we're doing here at VOG.
Well, you know, the VOG network, it's not just going to be a radio station. I think we've been saying that for some time. Although, you know, we definitely see what we're doing here with the radio station. It's kind of like the centerpiece, I guess you could say, at a dinner table. And I've used this analogy before on other shows. We're really trying to set up a lot of fine china and silverware and much more to the picture and what you see at the dinner table than just the radio network. And obviously, you know, we are all long podcasting veterans, the folks that, you know, were in phase one of this between ourselves at Orange Lounge Radio, yourselves at Bobby Blackwolf Show, and our dear friends at Under Sedation Live, who kind of joined us in phase one of this adventure. We have a disgusting amount of podcasting experience under our belt. Something like, if you add it up, it's something like 50 years between all the hosts. And, you know, that radio network is obviously going to be the backbone of the future of the Voice of Geeks network, but it's not kind of where the vision ends. And I think to really try and bring more eyes and ears into the network, and I do say eyes because we do have, you know, a show, Under Station Live, that is video-based, that's going to continue to be so. And we may have other video things, maybe even announcing tonight, who knows, but maybe some other video things in the future. You know, we're going to be bringing that to the table. I think having this awesome stuff around the centerpiece is what's really going to bring the eyes and the ears into the network that we've built.
Excellent. Like I said, we started off without a hitch. I accidentally had a file removed on our website, and nobody could actually listen.
Oh, no. So,
already starting on the right track.
Well, you know, and I think it's important to say, as with any new venture, and a lot of things we're going to announce tonight, you know, are in very much a beta mode. Mm-hmm. You guys are kind of the early supporters of VOG, and please let me stop for a minute and say thank you guys just for, like, caring enough to be here tonight and listen to this and listen to, you know, what we're about to unveil for you guys. That means so much to me personally, and I know Bobby as well. The fact that somebody actually, I'm trying to withhold my language here, effing cares about what we're doing is an amazing feeling. So I really want to thank you guys for that. But do remember, you guys are kind of our live test. We didn't do a Diablo 3 style open beta weekend. You know, we don't know what's about to happen when we unveil this. So there may be some bumps in the road, so please be patient. I think it's important to know everything you're about to see was in large part done by hand and done by, you know, those of us behind the scenes here.
So, well, the first thing that I want to bring up with kind of our vision of how we want to present what the VOG network, obviously everybody knows we've come from a place where we've done a lot of this stuff before. You know, we've done internet radio, we've done podcasting, and we've done podcast networks. You know, I think between me and OLR alone, we have, what, 37 years of experience. You add in, like, Travis, and that adds, like, 100 more years to that or something.
Yeah. For real.
So we all know kind of what we're doing. But one of the things we're really going to be pushing, and I'm going to be starting to – I've got to try to do this as well. And we're going to be telling all of our show hosts to do this because, you know, you always hear these bumpers on around, you know, hey, you know, this is so-and-so, and you're listening to this or you're watching this. For us, we are not going to be saying that. What we are going to be saying is participating. So you are going to be participating in the Voice of Geeks network, because really, the Voice of Geeks, that's you guys. And so this is where every geek has a voice, every gamer has a voice, every Gandalf fan has a voice. We could change out that G all we want. So really,
every big gay Green Lantern has a voice.
That's right. So participating. You're going to be participating in the Voice of Geeks Network. You're not going to be listening. You're not going to be watching. You're not going to be reading. You're going to be participating in the Voice of Geeks Network. And so now we can let you know that
we are VOG.
You guys are VOG. And now we are going to have, we are going to be bringing up after this show tonight the 24/7 radio stream, which
That's
is
right.
all you.
That's right. The 24/7 music feed will begin tonight, immediately following our media briefing here. And a lot of people have been asking, what are we going to hear when we tune into the station and there's no other type of scheduled programming? And the answer is a geek-clectic. That's kind of, I don't know if that's a term that exists now, but if not, we just made it up. Geek-clectic mix of music. Sure, you're going to hear some video game music, but you might also hear some indie music. You might hear some parody music. You might hear some chiptune music. You might hear theme songs from TV shows from the 1980s. We really kind of just threw all these songs we love in a barrel and really picked out, you know, what what might the folks enjoy listening to. And we're going to keep adding to that. And I can't exactly credit some of the people just yet until we get to the end of this, but I've had some input from people who really know their stuff when it comes to geek music, and they've got, you know, a lot of the background with shows and so forth. So I'll tell you more about that a little later. So 24/7 begins tonight.
Yes, and that kind of, you know, allays your fears a little bit. Some people are like, really, do we really need another video game music station? There's video game songs in there, but there's also Jonathan Colton,
right?
There's also
there's Weird Al.
Weird Al's in there.
Conceal. There's anime theme songs. There's independent folks from the Fump.net.
MC Frontalot's in there.
College Humor MP3s and things that were funny on YouTube. Dark Materia. It's all there.
But also we have podcasts. We are going to be airing podcasts and doing live shows, and we're going to kind of introduce you guys to them right now. And since I'm the one that's running the thing, you get to start off with me here. And my name is Bobby Blackwolf. If you don't know who I am, if you've come in for the media briefing, I've been doing a podcast for about almost 7 years, July this year. And when am I going to be on, Rob?
You will continue your usual time slot of Sunday, 5 o'clock Pacific and 8 o'clock Eastern. And, of course, you are live, and you can participate along with the Bobby Blackwell Show at www.vognetwork.com.
Yeah, and my show's not really going to be changing. I may want to, like, add in some stuff about, like, card games or board games, but I am still going to be video game-based and all that stuff. And there's some good things on the horizon with the show. So, I'm really looking forward to this, and this. And for those that are wondering about my podcast feed, now that I'm kind of really vested in this, it's going to be updated more often. So,
hooray for that!
Yes. Now, what's funny is we asked everybody here to like provide a clip of the show, and who's the only one on the network who didn't do that?
Oh, did you not do a clip?
I've kind of been busy.
Yeah, you have been busy.
Just a little bit busy.
Bobby's been very busy behind the scenes.
So there's actually no clip that I'm going to be playing. So we're just going to move on then, I guess. But yeah, so I will be here 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on VOGNetwork.com for the many foreseeable future. And yes, July, 7 years. It's not as old as you.
Not quite, but getting there.
Speaking of you.
That's right. Orange Lounge Radio.
So... here's a little bit of MIDI Head from Orange Lounge Radio.
And Orange Lounge Radio, of course, will continue on the VOG network. Sunday nights at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern for about 2.5 to 4 hours, depending on the night. And we're really not going to be changing a whole lot, as the show's kind of worked for us for the past 10 years. We've changed enough in that time frame. We're still going to be talking about video games, and it's the place where every gamer has a voice. And June 24th, 2012 is the 10th anniversary of Orange Lounge Radio. And we do want to play a clip for you guys, a sneak peek at this week's episode of Orange Lounge Radio, which was already taped, but nobody's heard it yet. You're going to hear it this Sunday night. Loki, how was your gaming week?
I played Minecraft.
Of course you did.
I played lots of Minecraft. I built a giant pig.
Oh, God, I saw the pictures on your Twitter. You, like, when you say you built a giant pig, you, like, you must have found the pixel lay out somewhere online.
There's a guide recreated online of it.
Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. I love. It was like a hollow pig. You like could climb up the ladder.
Yeah, you can climb up the ladder into it. It was a house.
Like, it was like
you
the
live in its butt.
You can live inside. And guess actually here's
it's
the
like
best
the dinosaurs in Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Remember when they go to watch the sunrise?
You can live in a pig's ass.
You can live inside the pig, and not only that. Near its ass, because it's on the inside of its ass, there's a chest. What's inside the chest?
Pork chops.
Yes.
Yes.
Pork chops are in there.
Yo, dog, I heard you like pig, so I put pig in your pig.
Exactly.
So you can be a pig.
I don't know. I just thought that would be fun. I'm like, what do I want to build next? I'll build a giant pig. That thing is scary, because like, I'll be like running through, and then I'll look out the window, I'll see this pig. And it's just like, it's always there, staring at you.
Hey, I have a question for you. Can you, like, make a slide? Because you could totally make, like, a tongue slide for your pig.
You can make a water slide.
You can make. You should make a drooling pig water slide.
Are you going to make a water slide out of its bum? Because that's kind of gross.
No.
Do it in its mouth so it can be the drooling pig.
I thought about making. See, I was going to have that pig, and I was going to have, like, another pig that I reskin, like, you know, to make it all evil looking, like, with glowing eyes and fire and like,
Darth
spikes.
Pig.
Darth Pig.
Oink, oink, oink.
It was funny, though, because, like, all the pigs keep wandering around the giant pig. It's like they're worshipping the idol.
Wow.
It's crazy.
All hail our bacony god!
Bacon and Minecraft. That's really what you guys talked about?
For an entire 2.5 hours. No, there's plenty more. The only other thing I will tease is that we may have found the next President Cat campaign. That's all I'm going to say. Tune in Sunday or check us out on the podcast feed. Dark Soccer, myself, Rob Roberts, and Loki.
All right. Well, continuing on, there is one more show that everybody here knows about. And I'd sit here and talk about it, but I'm going to let Travis do it.
Live from the satellite of Varg, and from where?
Very amused Sacramento, California.
This is Under Sedation Live, episode 6-4, with me, your host with the most, the man with the plan, Mr. Travis Donovan, and she is who?
Never forgets to turn her mic on, Jessica Harper.
And you, as always, are the tofu masturbating, Xanax popping misfits from society. Listening to us coast to coast, border to border, and worldwide. Thanks to the wonderful people at the VogNetwork.com. VogNetwork.com. Voice of Geeks. Just for you. With that fresh, clean, opinionated, uncorporate-fed geek talk that you've been looking for. Voice of Geeks Network. VogNetwork.com. Join us at VogNetwork.com. How many times am I going to say VogNetwork.com without taking a breath? That's why I turn away from the mic. To breathe.
To breathe, yeah.
Chocolate word. Oh, sorry. So welcome to the Big Old Battle Cartoon, episode 6-4, coming to you on this Memorial Day weekend, the 26th of May, 2012.
Breathes away from the mic and then says the side again.
Go to VogNetwork.com, hop into the chat room. It's just that easy to become a part of the program. Also, you'll see the live video stream, the live audio stream, the audio stream by itself, and so much more. But don't forget, we got something coming in just a few days.
Da-da-da.
So sit back and relax. Ms. Jessica Harper and I are going to take our weekly look back at tonight, this week's news that's geek related.
It'd be much more of an event if it was annual.
Yes. So we want you to join us, and if you don't join us, well, you know what? Fuck you.
Screw and you and your holiday
that
weekend.
That bombshell, another perfectly executed show opening, almost flawless.
And that was another perfectly executed description of, what was the website again? He only said it like 20 times. Do you remember, Rob?
USUS or something like that. Hunter Station Live continues on the VOG network at its new time slot. Some of you may not have known it's moved, but it is now Saturdays at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, and that is presented with video here on VOG. And I don't know if you know this about our site, but it actually switches from radio to video when a video show is presented. By the way, if you happen to be in your car or what have you, or you're listening where you can't watch, you still can get the simulcast on the radio feed. That isn't being taken away, just so you know. But we are going to push the video a little harder when video is involved.
That's right. And you know, everybody calls it, you know, he's the Podfather. I've actually been called the Podfather before by people who didn't know there are people that have been doing this since pterodactyls flew overhead. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's, you know, obviously there's train wrecks in all of our show, and but his are funny. And
Travis got me addicted to internet radio because I was a co-host on Understation Live in its first year 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a fun show, and it's been really getting better and better as he's, you know, kind of reshaped things with Jessica and made the move to video. And I know he has studio upgrades coming in the near future. Hopefully more recursive Travis.
That's right, because he's got a green screen. He actually has a green screen and two cameras, guys. And like 8 computers and 5 mixers, and it's a satellite. It's a satellite of VOG that's sitting up there.
That's right. That's right.
And the thing about participating is that so far the 3 shows that we've had, actually, you know, you can use Skype to talk to any of our shows live while we're on the air, or you can be in the chat room, or we all have toll free numbers. Mm-hmm. They're different for each show, but they have 1-888-USL-US. That's my favorite phone number in the world.
It is my favorite. It is pretty freaking awesome, I gotta say. But 3 shows, Bobby. I don't think 3 shows is enough to have a network.
You were saying?
I was saying we need to more than double the amount of shows on VOG, and that's what we're going to do tonight, right?
Yes. So this song, you can hear the maple leaf rag in the background. Tell us about what this one is.
All right. So the worst kept secret in the world. I have another show.
No, there's another worst secret.
That's true. I have a show called The Best Little Horde House in Azeroth, or Horde House for short. It's a show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. It's hosted by myself, my buddies Extifer, Shane, and Grandpa. We call him Grandpa because he's also Matt. We don't want to get him confused with Loki. Talking about the World of Warcraft. But you know what? If you guys really aren't into World of Warcraft, I like to think it's still a pretty good listen, especially right now when a lot of the lols have been about Diablo 3, or, you know, Shane trying to hijack the show and talk about Mass Effect. It's a fun listen, and it will be here on the VOG network, and it will be getting its premiere before you can download it on the podcast feed. So The Best Little Horde House in Azeroth will get its premiere Wednesdays at 11 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Eastern. That's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. in the United Kingdom. And then it will play again at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. in the UK. So let's listen to a clip from The Best Little Horde House in Azeroth. I hope that release date for Mists of Pandaria is announced soon. I honestly thought by this time we would have heard it. But maybe.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Well, maybe Activision's sitting on it for E3.
They don't have an E3 presence, though, really.
I know Blizzard doesn't, but Activision does. There's no reason they couldn't time an announcement. And what is E3
anymore? I'm sorry. Last time Activision's presence at E3, I was there. It was a big screen that had Call of Duty, and that was it.
Well, because what is E3 anymore, honestly? I mean, companies just...
A worse version of PAX.
Companies just release all their press releases to the internet, and it's becoming watch Spike TV to see all the same shit you see on the floor. I mean,
yeah. You know what's interesting is that Blizzard has a presence at PAX, and usually PAX is around the same time as BlizzCon. That should say something.
Have they the past
E3,
few years?
You know, doesn't, you know, have anything really with Blizzard. So
I PAX Prime tickets already sold out. They sold out in like 10 hours. It was crazy.
And I'm going.
You are? How'd you get tickets? Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend is from Seattle, and he wants to go visit his parents, and he got tickets. He secured tickets.
If I can get a ticket, you should let me come hang with you guys.
Oh, totally.
I'm going to try to get in as media for VOG because we hopefully will have the presence by then, but we'll see. I don't know.
I want to go to PAX. Where's my PAX invite?
Actually, suppose, well, I should talk offline about this, because supposedly a friend of mine has two tickets that he doesn't think he's going to be able to use. So,
offline chatter later.
Offline chat later. Exactly. If he hasn't already given them away, because I kind of already told him no. I said, I'm too poor. But
me too, but that won't stop me.
That's right. I'll sell something. I'll sell something of Valens to go. All right.
You go. Sell the cats.
You, yeah, you could sell something of Todd's. You could.
I'll sell the dog.
There you go. All right, let's move on.
Giggling like a little schoolgirl there, Rob?
Maybe.
So, tell me, you know, so how long have you been playing World of Warcraft while you get this next thing ready?
Since the Burning Crusade expansion, or about, it was probably about 5 years ago at this point. So I've been playing for quite some time, and Grandpa, we call him that because he's been playing since the vanilla days. Really, although Extifer, Shane, and myself, we all did dabble in vanilla a little bit, especially Extifer. So we all have quite a bit of experience in World of Warcraft. But at the same time, it's not something that should be taken too seriously, and we like to have a lot of fun with it on Horde House.
So we've got gaming shows, and then we've got World of Warcraft. We need another World of Warcraft show, I think.
I think so. You know, World of Warcraft is so geeky, and I don't think one show is enough. And there's another great, great Warcraft show that we think should be on VOG.
And it's... Who is it?
Girls Gone WoW.
And when are they going to be on?
Girls Gone WoW is going to premiere Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, 5 p.m. UK. And it will repeat at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, 1 a.m. in the UK. This premiere is timed for the UK listeners.
Yes. So if people in the UK, they will be able to come to the site and hear something in their prime time.
Correct.
Let's listen to a clip.
Or, Rob, you could do what you always do and go to Goldshire.
What? Hold on. I don't push myself out at Goldshire. I don't know what you're talking about.
What is she suggesting?
She's obviously being very crude.
I don't know how we came from boobies to testicles, but apparently I'm a man now. So
what?
Yes, I. If
is
you
this
want...
Razorbug getting back at you? Is this like his ultimate trolling? He's decided you're a boy.
No, I said at a certain point, maybe this is a good point to tell everyone I'm a man, but...
Oh, I see what you did there.
But if you want to know more, download that last podcast and, you know, see for segue how smooth I did that.
Oh,
well, you know, you have to be a guy because girls don't play video games.
That's true.
Oh, that's true.
Mm. That's true. We're all guys
so
now.
We all knew you were a guy.
Hooray! Girls Gone WoW and boy or something.
For those lonely nights out in, you know,
you
can get a prostitute, male or female, your choice.
No,
that is a stroke of genius.
And honestly, I wouldn't mind having a male sex slave running after my character. I would be perfectly fine with that.
That you had to pay for.
Well, that's generally the way prostitution works. I don't know if anyone's explained that to you before.
Oh, I see.
It all becomes
clear. You pay for goods and services. Most generally services.
Well, you know, it depends what you want. Do you want a sparkly pony between your legs, or do you want...
Do you know what? That's nothing. Moving swiftly on.
What did I just listen to on that?
It was very proper.
It was. Proper talk about boobies and...
Now you know what girls talk about when they talk about Girls Gone WoW. Girls Gone WoW is hosted by Syl, EJ, Rob, yes, there is a boy in there, and Raven, and it is a European-based podcast, as if you could tell, about the World of Warcraft. It is geared mostly at women girls. Obviously, Rob is in there. He plays mostly female characters. You see, that's the trick. He's a fake girl when it comes to World of Warcraft. They do interview a guest every week about their Warcraft habits and talk about the latest in the game. And as you can tell from that clip there, it is also not that serious. So it makes a great companion piece to Horde House and on what we're going to call on the VOG network, Warcraft Wednesdays. So those time slots, once again, Girls Gone WoW at 9 a.m. Pacific, Horde House at 11 a.m. Pacific. And that would be the premiere of Horde House before you can get it on the podcast feed. And that's 5 p.m. in the UK with Horde House at 7 p.m. on the UK. Repeats for the U.S. audience, Girls Gone WoW at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern, and Horde House at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern.
Excellent. So we've got a lot of video game shows here on the network. And in one of the worst kept secrets out there, I think we kind of need to get away from video games and, you know, sci-fi and really... Let's try that again. Who do we have here?
Hey, everybody. It's time to LOL.
Listen out loud, that is.
It's time for Anime Jam Session with DJ Rama S., Kuro Usagi, Ari Rockefeller, Mako-chan, and Sailor Flare.
And that's right, we have Anime Jam Session. Rob, tell us a little bit about this show.
Anime Jam Session. It's going to be airing Tuesdays at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, repeating Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. It's DJ Rama S., Kuro Usagi, Ari Rockefeller, Mako-chan, and Sailor Flare all coming together to talk about the latest and greatest in anime. But I do want to point out, Anime Jam Session, it's part of a larger anime and cosplay website. They cover, you know, what's going on in the anime world, otaku stuff, as well as convention coverage. And here's the thing, Anime Jam Session will be going live in July. So we are going to be playing their podcast for now, but it's going to be a live experience, fully interactive with the chat room, Tuesdays at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, live in July.
Now I'm going to play the file I played the first time. Let's listen to a little bit of Anime Jam Session.
Ooh, maybe we can talk about casting.
I like that.
Or maybe we can save that for another time.
But perhaps we could save that for another time, but what I'm thinking... Now, who would I get...
Who would they get to be?
No. I'm thinking, who would you rather get to write this? You know, that's what I'm looking at.
Toss out some names.
Let's see.
I say we go and we screw the whole thing up and get Shyamalan to do it.
I was just thinking about him, and I don't know why.
I say we have a Kevin Smith do the whole thing.
Oh, that would be the best movie.
A loud, foul mouth. Did you go Kurosawa?
Hey, shut up and take my money.
Jay would be Ichigo.
Yes. A Soul Society? South Jersey.
Mm-hmm. I can see this. It would be epic.
Christ. Either him or Tarantino.
Ooh, that would be bloody.
That would be good.
Kill Ichigo, Paul, you want.
All the hollows come out to get him.
Although we're going to probably see one too many close-ups of Rukia's or Orihime's feet than we're comfortable with.
Or there'll be a lot of trunk shots, too.
Yeah, but you got to admit, Kill Bill had pretty excellent fight scene.
He did.
Yes.
Very much.
Now, you get something like that up in there, okay, I'm down with that.
Some kind of classic rock song playing in the background.
That could work. That could definitely work.
So that's Anime Jam Session. So we are trying to branch out, right, Rob, to other subjects here?
Correct. And, you know, we've added three more shows so far to the three that were there, but I said more than double. I think there's room for one more show.
That's right. And this is actually the one that people might not have expected.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's somebody who's in our chat room a lot. Pod Culture. Tell us a little bit about Pod Culture.
All in the chat tonight, and we really want to thank these guys for their always support. Brad has been a big supporter of a lot of the stuff that we've produced over the years, and he's bringing his show that he produces, Brad, Glenn, Christina, and Adam, bringing Pod Culture to the VOG Network, and it is going to premiere Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. It is what they call from A-plus shows to grade Z movies and everything else in between, comics and candy. It's what they call the equal opportunity geeks of Pod Culture. They're going to cover it all. They are part of the Geek Culture Network, so they're kind of multiple networks, but that's all right. And they're bringing a little legitimacy to VOG, folks. They're an award-winning podcast, having won the Parsec Award in 2011, having won one of those awards at Dragon Con. I do want to point out as well, they sometimes do special episodes called TARDIS Interruptus. If you're a fan of Doctor Who, you are going to love it.
And I've actually been on, they've done the Type 40 podcast,
mm-hmm.
and I've been on that at Dragon Con. They've actually won awards that I can't even get nominated for at Dragon Con. So I'm a little jealous of Brad and them, but he's a great guy. I actually hang out with him at Dragon Con every year. I'm going this year. If anybody out there is going to Dragon Con, maybe Brad and I will be doing something out there for VOG. Let's listen to a clip.
Holy blockbuster movies. We're back with another episode of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
What on earth could we ever talk about?
Well,
now?
there's something that it's on the tip of my tongue. Gosh, what was it?
Cabin in the Woods.
Starts with Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
That was pretty good.
That was actually, I
enjoyed that. Revengers. Glenn, does that sound familiar?
Glenn, that does sound familiar. Yeah. Sounds awfully familiar.
Yes. It's the Pod Culture's Avenger special.
Avengers extravaganza.
Yeah, we have just gotten back from seeing it.
For the second time.
In two.
Third time. For me.
Well done, Adam.
For me. Excuse me.
Really?
Third time, yeah. I regret nothing.
We just came back from assembling at the movie theater.
Yes,
we did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Had a quite tasty dinner at McAllister's, too.
McAllister's, yeah.
Glenn, back of the DVD synopsis for the three people that haven't seen it yet, because it's made a shit ton of money.
My parents, ironically. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so this is going to be like the big spoiler episode, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no way you can listen to this, and there's no way we could not spoil things and have an adequate discussion.
So go see it and come back and listen.
New York and the world in peril. The Earth's mightiest heroes must assemble to
Shut your
mouth. He just emanates badass throughout the entire movie.
Wow.
Yeah, I love the I acknowledge you've made a decision, but it's
a stupid
seeing
ass
this as
decision.
A stupid ass decision, I'm going to ignore it.
Yeah, that was good.
so many great lines.
Okay, now you've seen it three times, right?
Yeah.
All right. How many times 3D? How many times 2D?
Twice 2D and once 3D.
Okay.
Which the 3D? Have you all seen?
Yeah,
we've
seen it 3D.
Saw the 3D. Okay. I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't overblown 3D. It enhanced it just enough. It's not required to see it in 3D though, but it's not bad 3D considering it's a conversion. You know, because it wasn't. The movie wasn't shot in 3D. It was later, it was, post-converted to 3D. It wasn't, poorly overdone and, characters aren't just, stupidly, stuck out from or far removed from the scene. It's just enough to enhance it. And I think it worked well.
So that is Pod Culture. Have you seen Avengers yet, Rob?
I still haven't. I need to.
Because now everybody's going to be spoiling it for you.
No, I'm not going to be able to listen to this week's episode of Pod Culture that's airing Monday if I don't go see it, like ASAP. So I'll have to check that out very soon.
So that is our talk programming here on the Voice of Geeks Network. You are going to be looking for other shows.
Yes, I don't know how much I can say. We're in negotiations with another show right now that I'm hoping we'll be able to announce next week, and it's going to be one that comes out of left field. I'll say this much, it's a comic book show, so I really hope it pulls through, and it's not one with any ties to Orange Lounge Radio whatsoever, or Bobby, or Understation Live. It's some new guys, and very excited to try and get them on board. On the network. So hopefully we'll have announcement of that in the next few days. I do want to go back to Pod Culture for a minute, though, and just say Brad is a real professional, and I'm so excited to have his show be a part of this network, because earlier when I was talking about the geek music, it was Brad I was talking about that kind of lended a hand with a lot of that stuff, and he has a lot of experience through, his other show, The Geek Spin, and he's just, he is a great and really underappreciated guy in the podcasting industry, and I'm really, truly excited to have Pod Culture on the network.
Yeah, and he's got a lot of contacts in, like, the geek music stuff, like Beatnik Turtle, which is a Podsafe music artist. They did his theme, but he knows a lot of the people in the geek music space. He sees him at Dragon Con and probably at other cons as well. And also, him, just, from a nerd standpoint, he's got some awesome gear. As well.
Yes.
Like, I mean, he's got like all these, they sound expensive. I wish I had the gear he had.
Now, I don't know the rest of the crew at Pod Culture as well as I know Brad, but I'm looking forward to getting to know them all as we kind of experience this whole Pod Culture thing together.
Exactly.
So should I run down the list one more time?
Yes.
All right. So you already knew about Understation Live Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern here on VOG. Sunday nights, don't change at all. It's Bobby Blackwolf at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, and Orange Lounge Radio, 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. Announced tonight, Warcraft Wednesdays with Girls Gone Wow, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, 5 p.m. UK, followed by Horde House at Wednesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 o'clock Eastern, 7 p.m. UK. And those will repeat for the U.S. audience at 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 and 10 Eastern, excuse me. I'm going to convert in my head real quick. Also announced tonight, Anime Jam Session will be on Tuesdays, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, repeating 10 a.m. Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern. They will be going live in July. And lastly, we announced Pod Culture, Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, repeating 10 a.m. Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern.
And if you are possibly listening to this and you think you fill a niche on our network does not currently fill, how can they get in contact with you, Rob?
Rob@vognetwork.com.
And Rob will be looking at that. We are looking at, you know, you should at least have at least one episode, because I don't think we're going to be taking people who's like, oh, I've never done a podcast before, but I'd like to try it. Give me a show.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's one thing that I always tell people, because I don't get to talk about podcasting a lot on my show because I don't like to talk about it, but this one, it's fair game. The great thing about podcasting and doing internet streaming is that you don't have to wait for somebody to give you permission to do it. You just go out there and do it. And if you can prove to us that you can go out there and do it on your own, then we may bring you into the family.
You know, as long as you are motivated and you're going to keep your podcast something regular, I think as far as like audio quality and things like that, we can help. We have a seasoned group of podcasters, you know, coming on board here between the 7 shows and more to come. Yes, chat room, more to come. Somebody asked in chat, is that it? There will be more to come in the future. There's such a knowledge there. We can kind of help people that, you know, as long as you show that you're committed to your idea, you know, we'll help.
So that is the audio and video way to participate here at the Voice of Geeks Network at vognetwork.com. You've also been working on other ways that people can participate by reading and interacting that way.
That's right. Vognetwork.com is not just a radio station. So we want to also talk about some of the other things that you're going to be seeing on vognetwork.com. One of the things that we are working on are some editorials and reviews and things that you will see on the website. There's just a little trickle that you're going to show up tonight when the website goes live, but we are looking for more writers and folks that want to contribute content to our website at vognetwork.com, and you'll see more articles show up in the coming days.
And also, we do have forums.
Correct.
Which to me, they're dead. You know, they died when Facebook and Reddit and all that stuff. But we have forums.
It really depends, though. You know, the right community can really carry forums even in this day and age. Look at sites like NeoGAF. Look at things like GameFAQs. You know, obviously I'm video game centric here because that's what, you know, my podcast is about. But, you know, I know there's plenty of forums out there that with the right community, they really thrive. And, you know, I know at OrangeLaunchRadio.com, forums have been dead. HordeHouse.com, forums have been dead. Now that we're merging together into this kind of Voltron of a network here, we're really hoping we can pick up activity in the new VOG forums, also launching tonight.
That's right. We've got the forums up, and they're going to be on the site along with a lot of these articles and text content. And basically, now I want to, you know, since this is a virtual media briefing extravaganza, taking questions from chat. Have you been watching chat and seeing any questions?
Some folks are chiming up with other forums that are going on. Zether says something awful. Absolutely. That is a huge forum. My word. That's video games is like a sub forum of that. And that still goes there. Let's see other questions in chat. I don't see any mostly jokes about Voltron and Ninja Turtles and so forth. And somebody wants to start a Yu-Gi-Oh podcast. ActDev says, and more stuff coming in the future, right? Black Wolf and Sky. Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not stopping tonight.
That's right. So the future of VOG begins tonight with the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week feed. 7 shows on the network for right now, and the website launching. Oh, when's that website launching, Bobby?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We also have a lot of representatives from the shows. Anime Jam Session has some of their hosts in there. Pod Culture has their hosts in there. They're all very excited to be a part of the network. I'm very excited to work with everybody. you know, running helping to run a network like this, it's always something special, especially in the beginning. And I'm hoping that we can do some really cool stuff. And some people were talking about, you know, how about, you know, DJing music breaks and stuff, you know, actually doing live DJs and stuff. And, you know, I mean, I'd love to see some people step up and do that as well, if you feel like you've got the chops for it.
Absolutely. Especially we really smile on things that are geared towards the indie podcast. Things get a little bit tricky when we talk about, I'm sorry, not just indie podcasts, indie labels. Things get a little trickier when you talk about the big labels and big artists, but, there's a lot of indie stuff out there that's worth hearing, and we hope to bring it to you here on VOG. And if you, by the way, if you have music band, you can send it that same email address, rob@vognetwork.com, but do not add me to your mailing list. That will get you banned.
That's right. So, yeah, so we are always taking suggestions and stuff, because we do want to hear what you want us to do, and also to contribute your voice, because you're participating. Mm-hmm. You're not just listening. You're not just reading. You're not just watching. You are participating in the Voice of Geeks Network.
Absolutely.
So I do want to thank everybody for coming out here. I know it's a Friday night. I think some big movie came out today. Was it the Batman? Did Dark Knight come out today? Or no, Prometheus?
No, I don't think that came out.
Something came out. Okay, well, a lot of people are seeing review copies of Prometheus. I think that's what it is on Twitter. Because like all my press friends are like all talking about Prometheus right now.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you're home with us here on Friday night, and I really do want to thank you guys for coming out. But there is one more thing.
Okay, Steve Jobs.
I had to go there. So, everything we've told you tonight is exactly what's going on. But we have actually kind of lied to you a little bit. And you know, we're building out this wonderful 24/7 music network. We're building out this wonderful podcast network, forums, articles, reviews, other things. But that's not primarily what VOG is.
Mm-mm.
A lot of times you'll see, you know, there's a network out there and, you know, they're like, yeah, we're a content network. We have, you know, podcasts and we have, you know, bloggers and stuff like that. And you know, one thing about our content, we're not going to be breaking news. It's going to be editorials, and it's going to be things that you can participate in.
Correct.
Because VOG is primarily not a content network.
Nope.
VOG is a game. And now I know that you're going to be sitting here wondering, what are you talking about? VOG is a game. You collect loot. You get points. And how you collect loot and how you get points is by participating in the content network. As you go through the site, you will be getting points for participating in such a way that helps grow the community. And, you know, a lot of other sites will do this where they'll have, you can get like karma or something on Reddit and stuff like that. But it's kind of there on the side. In VOG, VOG is a game. Where, you know, you leave a comment, you're not going to get a point for just leaving a comment, because then you could spam up and all that stuff. We're not doing post counts. But if somebody else likes your comment, you'll get a point. If somebody else replies to your comment, you'll get a point. And there are going to be monthly leaderboards. And we may even reward people that have high scores on the leaderboards. As you go through the site, you'll also find loot. And in fact, the minute you log into the site for the first time, and after you've registered and everything, you might find some loot, and it'll go into your stash that you keep on the site. And soon you'll be able to do exactly what you can't do in PlayStation Home, and that's actually arrange your loot for other people to see on your profile. So,
and I want to just point out, some of our other hosts that we've just announced didn't know that this was going to happen. This has been the best kept secret about VOG through the whole time that we've been planning it, is that you are now playing the game. And let me go ahead and make the joke. You just lost the game, except you didn't really. You don't lose at the VOG game. For legal reasons, we do have to state as well that we do offer no tangible prizes for the contest at this time, and certainly not until we can get some lawyers on board and look at the contest rules and so forth. This is really just for fun and just to really build that sense of community. You know, it's you know, why do you check into places on Foursquare? Oh, to get badges, because it's fun. Why do you do things on GetGlue? Oh, it's kind of neat to see what your friends are doing. Well, now VOG is really about that same level of participation.
And you never know. I mean, we're not going to give physical rewards, but maybe, you know, to some of our top commenters, they'll be able to do something with VOG. We've kind of kicked some ideas around, but I've been really trying to talk about, you know, how we want it to work and doing everything under the hood to make this work. You were talking about checking in. That's one of the things that you can do to get points is during any live show, you can actually check in on the site, and that will also get you points. Mm-hmm. And not only that, and this is something some of our podcast hosts don't know about, we're going to be also offering the option for podcasts for you to be able to check into the podcast. What will happen is that the podcast producer will actually get a word of like a noun that they will insert somewhere into their podcast and say, to check into this show on VogNetwork.com, use the passphrase something. And then you'd go to VogNetwork.com, there will be a text box, you type that in, and you get points for checking into that show. And that little clip is going to be in different places in the show every week.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually have to listen to the show, which is good because these are all good shows.
Absolutely.
And and it won't be in the live show. So like myself and Rob, we're going to actually record that clip and put it in before we put it on the podcast feed.
Right.
And so you can log into the live show and the podcast show and get double the points.
Right. I do want to point out we will be bringing a list later on of who is participating in this because this is such a new thing that we did keep secret for so long that not even our other hosts know about it. And, you know, it's on a who wants to participate basis.
Right. So there will be, you know, that. And also we're going to be doing some games on the site. And OLR actually has a lot of, great games that we can convert to site games. You know, I've already got listless worked out as to how we would do an updated version of Listless, which would also get you points. We're also going to be doing something with some of the articles where you can participate. You know, we're going to do some Cracked-style articles, but instead of our writer giving you the writer will give their top reasons for something, and then you'll order them. And then we're going to have the site, the voices of VOG determine the actual order.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing stuff like that. So it's not just going to be an article. There's going to be an interactive element to not all of our articles, not all of the content on the site, but enough of them. And we're also looking at doing some other things. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to get this done. I might. You'll have to listen Sunday night. but there was an idea that I had because E3 is coming out next week. And some sites actually do bingo with the press conferences. But what they do is they give you their bingo card and then they play it. I think that sucks. So, you know, the type of thing we're looking to do on the site is that we'll actually have like a bunch of stuff and we'll generate a bingo card for you. And it's your unique bingo card. And then as the press conference goes on, things will get filled in on your bingo card as you're watching the press conference or you're watching the award ceremony if we're doing it during the VGAs, stuff like that. And you'll be able to participate that way, get points, and it's another way to chat. You'd be in chat talking about what you're watching on TV. So we're really trying to get more ideas to participate, and if you have any ideas of that, we actually have a forum just about the game on the forums over at on VogNetwork.com. And also, the loot that you find, it has graphics and stuff, and it could be anything. And if you want to design some loot that we'll use, because you'll be able to get loot for things like, you know, we don't want to give away all the ways, but there are, you know, there's going to be some show-specific loot, you know, maybe when Anime Jam Session does their first live show, if you check in, you'll get a piece of loot and you'll get some points that you can show off that you were there that night. So if you want to design some of that stuff, you'll actually get points if we choose that piece of loot and somebody actually gets that loot, you'll actually get some points for designing it. No copyright material or anything. You can't put Mickey Mouse on the graphic or anything. But we'll go more into that on the forums and stuff. But I'm really excited about this because this is something that makes us a lot different than mm-hmm. just another podcast network.
Exactly. I'm really excited. Now, some of this is kind of coming. I don't expect all of this tomorrow, as Bobby has been coding a lot of this by himself, really, for, you know, I'm assuming using some established things that are out there. But, you know, this is kind of what you do for a living, and you've done a really great job on the website so far. But we are adding to it as we go. You know, tonight is not the end-all be-all of what VOG is going to be. Mm-hmm. VOG will continue to evolve with your input and so forth throughout the coming months.
That's right. And if you're wondering what the technical details of the site, we are running, and if people, some people are going to scoff, PHPBB for the forum software, which it does have a history of getting hacked, but they've actually gotten a lot better with the new version 3, and we're going to stay on top of any updates and keeping meticulous backups of everything. But everything on top of that uses, we use PHPBB for the authentication and registration. So Tiger Claw was asking about single sign-on. Yes, everything's tied to your user account there. But everything else I built myself. And it's either I used it on BobbyBlackWolf.com and just adapted it for this, or I've used it elsewhere. I mean, I write websites like this for a living. And this has been a really fun project to tackle. And it's still a work in progress. I'm actually not done. But it's well enough to show people.
When are we going to show people this site, Bobby?
Everybody's hearing me talk typing? Right now. VogNetwork.com is now live. You can go to the forums and sign up. You can register. There will be a register link right there on the front page. There's some articles. There are already podcast episodes from all of our shows with comment sections. You can go in. You can listen to all the shows. You'll be able to find some bugs that are still out there. We found some last-minute ones today. But VogNetwork.com is now live.
Thank you guys so much for being early supporters of the Voice of Geeks Network and joining us on this new endeavor. I really, really want to thank you guys for all your support and being here tonight and listening to our idea for the future, the community that you'll be participating in and be rewarded in the VOG game.
So that is it. That was our last thing. So I will be here Sunday night. You guys, Orange Lounge Radio, you'll be on next Sunday.
There's a new episode premiering this Sunday.
New episode premiering all about pigs.
And then some.
So thank you so much, everybody. We are going to be heading out of here and switching on the live music or the 24/7 music feed.
The radio station does not go dark this time. VOG is now live forever.
Excellent. So for Rob Roberts, Sky, I'm Bobby Blackwolf. Good night, everybody.